This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 108 of the Rafters Podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. As always, your host, Liam McDade, across from the virtual table from the man, the myth, the stud, Connor Strayer. What's going on, homie? How are you this fine New England evening?
Jeez, I love hopping on with you to do this, like the stud. I gotta warm up.
Only when I buddy you up like this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a cold one out there, but you know, it's going. I didn't tell you this. Going to San Diego tomorrow, so I'm gonna get some warm.
Lucky up. Motherfucker. Good for you. One of my customers just came in today. Absolutely lucky,
I mean,
dude.
I'm paying for it. It's not like I'm lucky.
Yeah. Tickets to California are actually fairly affordable, all things considered.
I pay for it with credit card. So I don't have to pay a thing for it.
Oh, look at that.
Paid for it. But yeah, smart money. So
damn, domestic traveler you are. Look at that.
Try to go out to California a couple times a year. So
yeah. Yeah, you got friends out there, right?
I have friends that I also work out there now. So my work sent me out. I'm going out there in December as well to LA. So
works out quite well then. Yeah, I'm looking to get out to California again. I'm dying to go, maybe in like June or something like that. I want to go back out to the desert.
You want to see a Celtics game?
I could. I just don't know if I'd want to deal with all those disgusting, grimy fucking Lakers fans.
Or Clippers fans.
All three Clippers fans that are in the great city of LA. Yeah,
I'm assuming Clippers tickets are going to go way up. I'm sure we'll talk about like the trade that just happened with them. So I'm sure, ticket prices probably go out, it'll be so expensive to do it again.
Yeah, I wonder.
Actually, no. Looking at their ticket prices right now, it's like not that crazy.
That was going to be my thing. Like, I wonder if anyone cares. Like, with the Clippers, I feel like they could get, you know, Magic Johnson, Kareem, and Larry Bird, and people still wouldn't buy tickets to go to the games just because it's a Lakers town. Like, no one gives a fuck. It's like the Nets in Brooklyn. No one cared that Kyrie and KD and DeAndre Jordan, James Harden, all of them went to the Nets. Everyone likes the Knicks, even though they're fucking terrible.
Yeah, and I'm just like, they play the Celtics in December 23rd in LA. And the cheapest ticket's $50 they're like $54 with fees. But like, if the Clippers came here and played in Boston, those tickets would be, the cheapest one would probably be like $80-$90 with fees.
Yeah, which is weird that people here have more incentive to see the Clippers than people in LA.
Well, it's just not even the Clippers too, like the big names on there, plus like the Celtics tickets. They're just, I looked last night to go to the game against the Pacers. The cheapest one was still like $75 each, which is like cheap, I guess. But like, other cities hear that, they're like, that's not cheap. Like, if you want to bring a family of four, like, go with your buddies. Because you're going to get beers, you're going to get, how old you are, you're going to get drinks.
You're going to get beers.
You're going to get food, too. So, like, all in all, that's, like, $150 a day
or
more, $200 just to go watch the Celtics kick the Pacers' ass by, like, 50.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad I didn't buy tickets because, like, fun game, but I want to see it close. I want to see a competitive, fun game.
Yeah, I actually got last-second tickets to the game last night. Unfortunately, I was already at work and committed to work for the evening. No, I was pissed. Yeah. I found out about them. My buddy's uncle offered them to him at 6:45 for a 7:30 start game. I'm like, dude.
Tickets are tickets.
Certainly, absolutely. But even if I wasn't working, so working, zero possibility. But even if I wasn't working, it's tough for me to rally myself and get my ass into Boston to fucking do that. It'd be far easier for you. You could just hop on the train. I would have to drive to Braintree and get on the train. Yeah, I could Uber there too. It would probably be a fucking hefty Uber through some traffic around that time, though.
Yeah, true. Got traffic time. Like, yeah, I feel like Jaylen Brown last season was like he lives close to the stadium. And like one night, he's like, I almost missed the game because
Imagine,
traffic
because
was
he's
so bad,
stuck in traffic.
and
That's
he
why
looks like
fucking
so
Kobe
close.
flew the helicopter. It's
No, it didn't turn out well for him, but all
yeah,
right,
no, it did not.
but yeah.
Let's talk some Celtics though. So they are a flat out 4-0, and
Yeah.
you have very strong feelings about this hot start already. You were texting me the other day
I
with
was.
some hot takes, feeling very bullish on this team. Please download your shitty hardware onto me. Give me what you got. What are your thoughts on this scalding hot Celtics start? Because they're, I mean, let's call it what it is. They are pillaging out there. Absolutely destroyed the Wizards. And then last night, another ass kicking against the Pacers. 75 points in the first half of both games. A 51 point win last night. It's a bloodbath out there.
Yeah, I believe I texted you like, oh, we might never lose. We're gonna lose
Yeah.
the games. But
You were like, I could see 82 and 0. I was like, holy
yeah,
shit.
but
'Cause you're not very hyperbolic. Like when you say these things, like, yes, I understand you're joking half the time, but you're not
yeah.
really one to make jokes like that.
No, I mean we haven't really played a great team yet. Like
No.
the Knicks are gonna be a good team this year. But
I still think you're alone on that island, but yeah.
I mean they have solid players. I mean Miami will be okay. Wizards,
I think I believe far more in Miami, but
yeah,
digress.
Wizards stink. Indiana's gonna be a garbage show this year. So it's like, yeah, we're 4-0. Like I said, we might go undefeated. We don't really play any really good. Like, guess when I. When you're watching them, and I've watched a lot of these games, they're good. They haven't even had time to gel yet, and they're good.
Yeah.
I want to see what happens when someone misses time, and then see who takes over as that spot. So, like, say if Tatum misses some time, which
Yep.
hopefully doesn't happen, like who steps into that role? Is it going to be Porzingis, or the
It's
owner is
but
going
it's
to figure it out?
inevitable though. Like you say, like hopefully that doesn't happen. It is inevitable. Like let's be realistic. Somebody's gonna nick an ankle, somebody's gonna sit for load management, or somebody's
Your
going to be
game,
out at some point. Yeah.
yeah. Who's going to take over that leading role? Because if it keeps going how it's going, and they're just winning games, like just not really losing, like maybe they even rest Tatum or Porzingis because they're like,
Yeah.
well, we could take a couple of losses here. Why not just rest
I
these
mean,
guys?
the last two games we haven't played our starters at all in the
The
fourth.
fourth quarter,
Granted,
yeah.
it's circumstantial because we're killing them, but
Yeah, Tatum had 30, and they took him out in the fourth. We were up by 40, so. Yeah,
yeah.
took him out in the fourth. You take those guys out, and which is great. Like all power to,
Thank God. Like I
yeah,
don't want to see
Hasula.
any
It's
of
like
those Derrick Rose mistakes where Tom Thibodeau
no.
used to keep Rose in till the last second of every game.
Plus our bench is horrid. There a
Yes.
lot of people, and I've noticed the bench is garbage. So
Yeah,
as many
people are do kind of like our bench. We could talk about that later. I can see
they're
both
not good.
sides, but yeah, they're not good. But continue.
They're not good. So, I mean, we'll see what happens there. We're definitely going to make a move at the trade deadline for a guy, like a bench
Yeah,
presence.
this is not the last. This is not the final version of this team.
No, I mean, they're not bad, but they're
No,
not good.
by no means. I mean, they're beating teams at a record margin. They're
I
bad
mean, we have
teams, but
Al Horford probably coming off the bench, depending on what kind of lineup we want to go with certain
yeah.
teams, or we have White coming off the bench, but he's super hot right now, so you've got to start him.
Yeah, of course.
And then, like, Pritchard's good, but after that, it's really like, who do you go to?
I know.
Like, the
Jordan
seven
Walsh, the rookie, is now in and out of the G League. I thought he'd
men.
be a steady contributor.
Yeah. Nah, it's so tough with a guy like that. I mean, when did we draft him? In our first round, right? It's a first round
Yeah.
draft. But it was like a lower round draft pick. It's so
Yeah,
tough
I
with a
mean
guy like that.
we're a game from the final, so yeah, we're certainly
Yeah.
not getting a top draft pick
Unless
there.
you're getting like a top five draft pick, don't expect them to make any contribution to
Yeah.
anything because there's such a big drop off from that first like five guys. So like after
Yeah.
that, it's a huge drop off. Even though they are talented, you're talking about NBA talent here, especially with like a starting lineup of Tatum, Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, White, and Brown. Like you're rarely gonna get minutes
Oh
unless
yeah.
you're crushing the team, which he did last night, but he's going to develop more in the G League. He's going to have a chance to play more minutes, get more reps. So it's good for him. I hope he comes up at some point.
And just out of blowouts and stuff like that, he'll play probably 45 games for the Celtics games. Like, you know, when we're killing shitty teams, he'll get in there and play.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, last night, Brissett got 20 minutes. Pritchard got 26 minutes.
Yeah, I love O'Shea.
Yeah, I think we even started, like, Lamar Stevens got minutes last night.
Yeah.
He did have, I don't know, he had 4 points.
They were allowed 4 points, though. It was a deafening 4 points.
Yeah. I'm like, who's this guy? I'm reading names like Dolano, but Baton. He got minutes last night. Yeah, I'm
terrible with pronunciation on
guys that you'll never see. Maybe we'll see a lot of them this year because we're kicking ass. But, like,
yeah,
he got minutes last night. He got 8 and had 11 points. Like, this is not a good, like, last night's game. Like, the bench, I can't say the bench sucked. Obviously, the bench kind of balled out, but like the whole team.
Yeah, the bench had an incredible fourth quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, the previous games, I think the Pacers' bench was worse. They also threw out whatever garbage they could just to rest their guys.
I don't hold as terrible an opinion of the Pacers as you do. While they're certainly not a great team by any means, I think they're like a decent middle of the road. Like, I kind of like some of their starters. I like Miles Turner. Bruce Brown, he went to the U, so I gotta love Bruce Brown. Buddy Hield can shoot the shit out of the ball. And are you a big Obi Toppin guy? He was a hot conversation in college. Do you remember him?
He's good, but he hasn't really developed much.
I thought he was going to be so sick, and he hasn't done shit.
Yeah, he hasn't really developed into anything crazy. I haven't really looked into him too much. He had 11 points last night, and it's not
all. Yeah, he was on your favorite team, the Knicks, the last couple of years, and he had like a game or two here and there.
Yeah, I mean, he'll have a game or two, like you said, here or there, but like. He's a middle of the road power forward. He's 25 now. He got drafted in 20. He's been in the league for three years. Oh, he's an eighth round pick. Huh? Wow. He just hasn't developed anything. He's a solid starter.
I mean, such a great athlete, but he does the basketball aspect of it. Like, when it comes to actually playing basketball, he comes and goes.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see. He'll have to develop his game during one off season, like a huge amount to be anything great, and he'll probably just be like a 10 points a game guy for his whole career.
Yeah. Did you watch the game last night?
I was out actually. I caught like probably like the second half. But we were at a bar, so
you see a little Sam Hauser action going on. He had 17.
Yeah, I mean, good for Sam Hauser.
You spoke damningly in the last episode. You were like, I'm not expecting anything of Sam Hauser. And I wasn't particularly either. Does this one game change the opinion, or you need to see? Yeah, you're reserved here.
Yeah. We need to see more from him. I mean, he played 25 minutes in the Washington game, only scored 8 points. And like we're saying, it's all about 8 points. It's not all about points, obviously.
Of course.
But his field goal percentage in the Pacers game is 71%. He just got high. His 3-point percentage was 83%. That's unheard of. Like, he's not going to shoot that good again.
No, God. No
one's shooting 83% from the three. So,
not consistently, anyway.
Not consistently. So, yeah, that was a great game for him. But it was also against, like, the Pacers, like, whoever they were throwing out there at that time, because they sure weren't throwing their starters out there against them. He wasn't going against, like, elite level talent. He was going against, like, the bench or almost G League talent. So, for a bench guy, he had a great night. If he was out there against like the starting five of the Pacers, he probably wouldn't have had that.
He
fills in the gaps.
Yes, he's limited. He's not super athletic. He's not very strong. He's not going to defend anyone. He's kind of like we've talked in the past about, like, if we played basketball, because I know you used to go up and get some shots up every once in a while. So I used to play basketball frequently. This was back when we used to record. I remember, and we would joke about what it would be like if you and me played and whatnot and say we should play sometime. I picture your game a lot like Sam Hauser's, where it's just a lot of shooting and a lot of finesse, but not really like there's no banging down low, like not a lot of strength to the game.
Well, what are you trying to say? I'm not strong, but
Yes, I
I
am
would
trying
try
to.
to.
I'm trying to say you're feeble
I
and
would
weak
try to.
and
It depends. I forgot how tall you are. I mean, if you're how
five
tall are you?
nine.
Oh, I would body you in the post.
Yeah, you're fucking tall. Yeah.
Yeah, 6'3". But like, yeah, and
Damn, you are fucking tall.
let's just say this: I wouldn't be surprised if Hauser was gone at the deadline.
Yeah.
Especially if he has some good like standout games like this one. You know,
Yeah.
they're probably
Move
like,
him
oh
and
yeah,
somebody else for a more important
for
piece.
just yeah, because you're really want to win this ring this year. You don't want to fool around and not do it this year. You got all the pieces now. You do,
Yeah.
and your health, and God forbid you stay pretty healthy throughout the whole year. You got to do it then. And at the trade deadline, if there's no major injuries, you go out and get a solid guy coming off the bench that could like take and a pretty much like I don't even know who you get at this point, but I'm sure Brad Stevens has something up his sleeve.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And
Yeah.
it sounds weird that we're starting with the bench, like talking about the bench guys and not really the starters so far for this season. But in the last two games, the bench guys have played just as much as the starters since we've
Yeah.
rested our starters in the fourth. So let's talk about our boy PP. Last game, I think he crushed it. 15 points, 9 assists, 4 boards, had some questionable shot attempts. He loves to shoot the ball. Like, the dude has never ever seen a look that he doesn't absolutely love. And I like that mentality about him. He got his shit swatted on a play that most people would make last night. He was driving to the rim, trying to lay it up with his left hand. The defender's just longer, taller than him.
Yeah,
Most
he's a short
people would
dude.
get away with it. Yeah, but because he's,
He's six.
probably close to my, is he
Jeez,
6 feet?
he's a little taller than me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's 6'1". He's six. Well,
Oh,
and
yeah, 6'1.
he's listed at 6'1", and he's
Yeah,
probably ranked
which,
six. He's
Allen
probably ranked,
Iverson was
yeah.
listed well above what he actually was, too.
Yeah. So let's say he's like 5'11".
Yeah, okay. So, roughly my height. I usually round up. If I'm 5'9, I'll say I'm
Jeez.
5'11.
Jeez.
But,
I'll
hey,
say I'm 6'7" then.
get fucked.
That's 3 inches.
that's fair. Jesus Christ, that is terrible when you say it like that.
Exactly.
But
Exactly.
what do you think about our boy PP so far? Because I have all the faith in the world in him, and I said this in the last episode, I love him. I just had a hard time really seeing him as like our stud bench guy, even though he loves to shoot the shit out of the ball and he is a hell of a scorer, like just like Sam Hauser. He's limited, he's small, he can't
Very limited.
defend. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in this, I guess the Pacers game is not a great game to look at, but like Washington, 25 minutes, 0 points scored, but he had a hustle game, got nine, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. That's pretty
Yeah,
good coming off the
he does
bench
pretty
rebound.
well on the boards. I don't know if it's just because no one
I think
else is
he's just a
crashing.
hustle guy. Yeah. I mean, he's that guy that's just going to bang, but he's just going to run in from the 3-point line, see that shot, and just go for it. He doesn't
Yeah,
care.
start the fast break.
Yeah, exactly. And then against like Miami, not a lot of points. Miami and New York, 13 minutes, 11 minutes. I think he just plays his role well. Like he only had 3 or 4 points in that game, but those
Yeah.
were closer games where the starters were out there longer. He's just playing his role. I don't think he's like a great sixth man, seventh man, but he'll be serviceable. I mean, he does his
Yeah.
job, stays out of the way. And that's what you need with a team like this who has so many stars. Brown, a big three of Brown, Porzingis, and Tatum. They're going to have most shots anyways. Like, if he's on
Yeah.
the floor with any of them, he's not really going to get many shots off.
No, certainly not. And when he's on the court with them, I expect it to be like really just spot up shooting threes. Like everyone else will be driving and kicking to him.
Yeah, where he's just setting guys up for shots. Because
Yeah.
really, everyone's focused on Tatum, Brown, White. Like,
Yeah, he should be wide open most of
Our
the time.
starting five is incredible right now.
It is.
And
It's
they're only,
ridiculous.
and I feel like it's going undervalued, to be honest. I see a lot of people like, well, ESPN, like all these announcers or whoever they
Yeah.
are, analysts, they're like, oh, like they don't even consider it, like our top three guys, Porzingis, Brown, and Tatum, like the top three, like in the league. Like they're going with other teams instead of us. I'm like, what do you mean? Like this stuff, are we the only undefeated team right now as well?
I
Not
believe
that
so,
means
yes.
not that that means much.
No, the Nuggets as well.
The Nuggets, yeah, like they're oh and no, the Nuggets are Mavs, my second favorite team. They're 4-0.
Are they really? No shit. See,
Yeah.
haven't watched a single Mavs game.
I watched one because I bet on it. Just on, it's just Luka, the Luka show. Luka
Of
is just
course.
willing that team to victory almost every time.
Just like he has the last 3 years. He is the entire team.
It's the Luka show. I mean, actually, Grant Williams is on that team now too. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he sucks.
He had 25 points the other night against
It's a fucking miracle if they can
the
have him.
Bulls. Yeah, like you're looking at their starting five. Like I'm just looking at their starting five that threw out against the Bulls the other night. No big names out there, but they all did their thing and balled out. And then Luka only had 7 points. Well, he only had 18 in that game, but
Wow, that's actually a terrible game for Luka.
yeah, he's one of those guys that probably it's like a Tatum. He's gonna go out and at least give you 25.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Celtics, it's just so harder now because we haven't seen them all. Everyone's riding so high on them
Yeah.
right now. Like I
Oh, of
texted
course.
you. I'm like, they
And
might lose a game. It's gonna happen. And
yeah.
it has to happen. Right? Maybe it doesn't.
My buddy said the same thing that you said. He's like, I don't see this team losing a game. He has a propensity to get overhyped and to speak out of his ass. So most of the things he says, I laugh at and disregard. But the hype is at like an all not I don't want to say an all-time high because we've made the
Has
finals.
to be an all-time high.
It's pretty fucking up there. But also you let's use some perspective here. Like, two of the four teams we played are absolute shit. You and me said the Wizards are probably the worst team in the league this year, maybe the Pistons, and we smoked the Wizards. And we don't hold the Pacers in high regard. I don't hold the Knicks in high regard. You do. I hold Miami in high regard. You don't hold Miami in high regard. So we have differences of opinion there. Did you see the Miami game?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, that was a damn good game. I actually thought Miami was going to win for a while.
Yeah.
I thought the starting five played perfect. They played basically the entire game because it was a relatively close game, and everyone just played their role pretty damn flawlessly. Like Jason Tatum with 22 and 8, I'm perfectly okay with Jason Tatum having a lot of stat lines like that. 22, 5, and 8, where he's not taking a ton of ridiculous shots and slowing down the offense. Brown's looking a little better because I was disappointed with his start the first couple of games. He had 27 in that game. Porzingis, 17 and 9, exactly what I expect from him. Jrue Holiday with a damn near triple-double, 17, 7, and 10. Love me some Jrue Holiday. I told you at the beginning, I'm expecting him in the 16 to 18 point per game range. It's exactly what I want to see. 10 assists, huge. Tremendous for Jrue Holiday. Probably really fucking easy, though. Like, I'm going to level with you. It's like when everyone says that Draymond Green is such a good distributor. It's like, well, if you had Stephen Clay, you could probably get 6 assists
Yeah.
just stepping on the court.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
Not even.
that's the thing with Jrue Holiday. It's like, oh my God, he got 10 assists. Yes, but like, how easy is it to get 10 assists on this
With
team?
Porzingis and Tatum out there. Yeah. And it not only his offense, it's like our defense has been, well, him and White have been playing
Phenomenal.
amazing defense. I think like
Disgusting.
White's had a block in every game. Maybe he didn't get one last night. I don't think he got one last night, but
Did
the
he
first
not?
three games.
Damn.
I don't believe so. Check. No, he didn't. So it was his first game
Shit.
without one, but like, Porzingis didn't have one either last night because I was going to bet on him having a block. But he, I don't know. This
Damn,
deep,
you're going
there.
for block bets. You fucking dig deep on
Well, in a
these bets.
parlay, so get a
Yeah,
parlay.
but
I've
still,
won all
no,
my
that's
Celtics one.
hilarious. Eh,
I've won all my
well,
Celtics.
there's a reason for it. They're
Automatic.
kicking teams' dicks in.
Yeah, automatic hit every time is Tatum to score more than one and a
Yeah.
half three pointers.
And we'll
Easy.
talk about our bet of the week because our Knicks bet did hit. We both said Celtics 3.5 was money. They won by 4 against the Knicks in the season opener.
Barely, man. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. They were trying to lose that game at the end there. But back to the Heat game. Derek White friggin' 28 points, dude. I was completely blown away that he was our leading scorer. I was like, holy
Well,
shit.
look at the other side. Tyler Herro was their leading scorer with 28 points.
Yeah,
So,
but Tyler Hero is a baller. You don't like him because he went to Kentucky, right?
no, I like Tyler. I mean, you
Okay.
got to tell he's a white guy that balls
Damn
out.
right, yeah. the blackest white guy I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're totally right about that. But he's a good player, solid player. But yeah, white, yeah. That game, you know, it was a coming out for him. And I believe he could probably do that a lot. But yeah. He's not. It's just so hard. It's like we talked about earlier, who's going to get these like scoring chances
yeah.
for the team? Because every night, you know, Tatum's going to go out there and at least get his Porzingis. If you've been watching the games, like he's kind of like our Marcus Smart from last year. He just takes dumb threes, but he makes a little bit more than Smart.
I would say well more than Smart, but I might be biased.
And I'd rather have him taking them because he is pretty much wide open when he's shooting these threes. Because like the big guy on the other team is probably in the post or wherever. So it's just tough for him to get shots. Like he's not going to get that unless he's hot. Like that game, how many shots did he get? He got 15 shots off, which was the
third pretty highest, fucking efficient.
Third highest after Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, 28. So the leading scorer on the third most shots. I love that.
Yeah, Tatum had 22 shots and scored 22 points. So, I mean, Tatum had a less efficient night than he did just based off that. So, so Tatum was 9 for 22 and Derek Webb was 9 for 15.
Yeah,
but I mean, if White shot 7 more shots, who knows what happened? Maybe he missed the ball.
Yeah,
but yeah, like you said, Derek White's balling out right now. Is he on the other side too? How old is Derek White?
I want to guess 20.
He's 29.
Oh no shit! 29. I was close.
So, okay, I was gonna say maybe you start like I don't know. Are these guys gonna get tired at any point? But no, everyone's relatively young. Starting five, so I don't think we're really going to have to like rest guys a lot, right?
No, I mean, like, if anything, rest Porzingis because he has a propensity to get hurt, and definitely rest Al Horford because he's a million years old. Drew Holiday is pretty up there, too. I think Drew Holiday is 34, maybe.
Yeah,
I know he's on the tail end, unfortunately. That'll be a fucking awful day when Drew Holiday ever retires. That'll tear my fucking heart out, but if you're a coach game planning against the Celtics, it's a pick your poison where you're obviously the number one thing is trying to stop Tatum. You're trying
is
to
it
force
though?
I would think so.
Maybe go out and let him get his
because he's going to do it anyway. He's going to take those fucking dumbass shots.
Maybe you try to stop, I don't know, someone like Porzingis or Brown, like you said.
Yeah.
Go that route because if they have that, like Tatum's going to have to put the team on his back is like one of those guys having a night.
It all depends on Tatum's like mentality and how selfish he is, I guess. The Lakers lost to the Pistons in the finals in 2004, and I saw an interview with one of the Pistons players where he said their entire game plan was to let Shaq take every single shot because they knew Kobe would get pissed that he wasn't getting his shots, and then he would force a bunch of dumbass shots because he wasn't getting his regular shots, and that was their game plan, was just to get Kobe pissed so he would take terrible shots, and then that ended up being the way that the Pistons fucking dominated the Lakers in that series. So I wonder if teams would start doing that toward Tatum if he has that mentality, if he would be getting pissed about stuff like that. I don't know.
I can see it. I mean, Tatum, he's a young guy. He has matured a lot over the years, which is a great.
He used to be a bit of a punk ass.
Yeah, I still think he might be a little bit, but the season's it's so early to tell just because everything's going right. Everything they're winning, they're 4-0. I want to see what happens when this team is like 2 in a row, how they bounce back. Or I want to see how they bounce back after their first loss.
Yes.
Do they come out firing like nothing? It's just like a loss. Like, obviously, they're going to get a loss this season. They're not going to go 82-0. Everyone needs to stop saying it.
As much as you would love to see that happen, the next three games, okay. Nets, Wolves, Sixers, none of those teams are particularly a dynamic team that pose a huge threat.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, but it's losing one, like, I don't know. We haven't really played. All it takes is someone to have like an off night for us to lose.
Yeah. I mean, definitely it does it though, because now we have a, a starting lineup where all five guys can put up
Yeah.
40 points. I apparently fucking Derek White's damn close with that 30-point game. I would say just four out of the five guys are capable of a 40-point night on almost any night. Derek
Yeah.
White is capable of a 25, 30-point night.
I could see us losing to Timberwolves. I mean,
I
they
think the
pumped on the
Timberwolves are
Nuggets.
ass.
I mean,
I
they just
fucking
beat the
hate the
Nuggets by
Timberwolves.
like 30 points. So,
Did they? Oh, so the
yeah.
Nuggets did lose? No
Did
shit.
someone what? Did someone not play though? Look into that.
I have Jokic in
No, that
fantasy. He played.
Jokic played. Murray played. Everyone played. They kicked their ass. So, I could see
Yeah.
a team like that kind of beating us where they have Towns and Gobert.
Gobert.
Gobert, whatever you say his name,
Yeah,
Gobert.
the
They can
fucking French
compete
people.
down. They can compete with us down low. They have two good guards and defensive guards and Connolly and Edwards. They have a decent starting five. I could see us if that's going to be
Yeah.
the week. I'd say we lose our first game to the Timberwolves.
Yeah, that's that won't be your best bet of the week though, would it?
I mean, if I have to like pick one,
I
not
mean,
well. Let's say
we'll talk
pass.
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that, but I don't know. So those three don't particularly pose a threat, at least in
No.
my eyes at all. I don't have confidence in any of those teams. The Sixers just traded James Harden in the middle of the night to the Clippers because they were so ashamed they wanted to do it at like 2 in the morning. I had literally just settled down into bed. I was having a
Oh,
late
you
night
just went to bed.
myself.
Wow.
Yeah, around that time, and all of a sudden I get the notification, James Harden to the Clippers. I was like, of course, the fucking that jackass forced his way out again. I used to love James Harden. He makes it impossible to like him. It's like the Kyrie thing. Like I used to like Kyrie, and he's a fucking asshole, and so is James Harden. It's at some point I have to put my bias aside, throw in the towel, much like the French normally do. I gotta wave the white flag here and fucking surrender because I cannot be a James Harden fan any longer. It's fucking brutal. So I think the Sixers are kind of fucked for this season.
But then they get, do they get like a good package to them?
No. No, they got a
No.
bunch of expiring contracts. They got old guys. They got Nick Batum, who's been in the league forever. Marcus Morris, who used to be on the Celtics, but he hasn't
Yeah,
been
he's
good.
washed. Yeah,
Yeah,
I guess
hasn't been good in 2 years, maybe. They got Robert Covington back. He's fine.
so.
But
Yeah,
nothing,
so
yeah,
yeah.
nothing that adds up to James Harden.
It's just that 3-game stretch, it's all on the road.
Yeah.
I
And
think it's gonna
because
be
it's
us.
on the road, there is room for them to lose. I don't think that it's impossible for them to lose a game. I don't think they
Do you
would. I
think
think
they
these
come out
teams are terrible.
unscathed? You think
Yeah,
they
yeah, yeah,
go?
yeah.
So you
I
think
think
they're
they
gonna start
do.
the season out 6-0 or 4-5, 7-0?
Seven and oh. Yeah, I do.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I could see it.
going into the midseason tournament, which you looked up the rules earlier. I am still completely unclear on
Yeah,
these rules.
beyond
Hey, by the look on your face, you're still unclear on these rules. Did you uncover anything
yeah,
about this?
let's just say like it, I mean the in-season tournament is built into like the schedule, so I believe what they say. It's every like Friday night there will be so every Friday and Saturday between November 3rd, which is tomorrow, and the championship will be December 9th. So every Friday and Saturday from now till December 9th, there'll be a play-in tournament. There'll be like a in-season tournament game, but it's already like built into the schedule. So it's not like there's going to be like, they have to go out of their way to play these games. It's already built in. It's in the regular season schedule.
And it's only one game every Friday or Saturday until December.
Yeah, so it's like a 1-month thing. We're in
Okay.
the pool with, I guess it was randomly selected with the Nets, the Raptors, the Bulls, and the Magic. We
Okay.
should kick everyone's ass in that
Yeah,
pool.
that's a bloodbath.
Yeah, bloodbath. And then it's just, I looked it up. I just wanted to see like what the reward is, like what's going to be the incentive for these guys to like actually. Well, the incentives is these are regular season games, so they do count
Yeah.
towards your record, and you want to win these games anyways. But well, a little extra incentive. The cash incentive for the winning team is 500K player. So for guys like Tatum or like big contract guys, they're gonna, I care about this. But for those bench guys, it's pretty penny. For any
team, 100%.
For any of those guys on the bench, yeah, they're probably making like a mil or something, a couple mil. I know basketball salaries are insane now, but even the prizes, so smaller prizes, $50K to $200,000 dollars, depending on how far you make it for the other teams that make the quarterfinals and semifinals. And that works out to a total prize pool of about 18 mil.
18 mil for this final thing, huh?
Yeah. Damn. And it should. And the whole thing about it is, I guess they want to put extra meaning into this like month stretch of games. That's what I'm reading here.
Yeah.
NBA and the NBA must have figured something out where like some teams probably don't start there. I think they, I've even seen in the past too, some teams like the Lakers or who have started like LeBron, like they won't start those guys like in the season, like earlier in the season as much.
Yeah.
They obviously load management. So they're trying to get teams just, you know, win this. I think,
which like is why they're doing it on Fridays and Saturdays, which would be the hot times for people to go to games. They don't want people to go to a game on a Friday or a Saturday.
That's smart.
And LeBron's not playing. Yes, it does make sense. Yeah, I wondered how they would do this, because there have been murmurs about this for, I would say, 2 years or so, where they were talking about an in-season tournament, and I never understood how it would work.
I mean, it's just a cash incentive, I guess. It's like the best team. And I guess it's going to go to the best team that has the, obviously, like the best record at that time. It's just, I think they said they play the championship game on the All Star. Like,
so does that mean the schedule changes?
I think it's just maybe on the All Star. Well, that makes no sense either.
Yeah, because, you know, if the Celtics make the finals or the semifinals of this tournament, they don't know what other team's going to be in against them in the semifinals, right? Because it's all according to how you play in these tournament games. Right. Yeah. So there must be a couple games toward the end there that are like to be determined.
Four teams that lose in the quarterfinals will each play a regular season game on Friday, December 8th, against the opponent in their same conference. So at least it's like in their conference. So hopefully with us, like we don't have to go crazy far. We're playing teams on the East Coast, so it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the NBA is all.
Oh, okay. So we are solely against those teams. Like, there's no chance we play anyone other than the Bulls, the Magic, the Nets, and whatever the other team was.
I believe so. Yes, the Nets, the Raptors, Bulls, and Magic.
Okay. So, and then there's no chance that we play anyone else. Like, the in-season tournament is purely between those teams, at least for the Celtics.
No, because then I think it's so confusing. Eight teams will advance to the knockout round. So, after that, the team with the best standing in group play games in each of the six groups. So
whoever wins from those groups, whatever is the best team from those.
And then there's a wild card team. The wild card will be the team from each conference with the best record in group play games that finished second on its group. Okay, so if you come in second, you get a wild card spot in the event of the knockout round. So the knockout rounds will consist of a single elimination game for the eight teams that advance from group play. All right, so if we advance from group play, let's just say group play, the eight teams, I'll just pick it now, the Suns, the Nuggets, the Kings, I'm going based off the
group. Yeah.
Suns, Nuggets, Kings. So I'm just picking here. East A is pretty bad. Let's go Cavs.
East A is Bucks. Pretty bad.
I mean, it's 76ers, Cavs, Hawks, Pacers, Pistons. Like, that's hot garbage.
Yeah, holy shit. Let's just go bad like, ones.
Cavs there. I'll take the Heat out of the East. So those teams will all play in a knockout round.
So those games have to be like to be determined on the schedule.
I guess so. Yeah, that starts beginning with the quarterfinals, December 4th and 5th. Teams that win, so it's a single elimination. So teams that win will progress to the neutral site semifinals on December 7th and the championship on December 9th. Games played in the first and second rounds of the knockout will count as regular season games for all purposes.
I feel like that if it's at a neutral site, though, what's the incentive if you're not going to get your own home fans there? Like, what if the Celtics make it that far and their neutral site is Charlotte. Like, I don't think Boston fans are going to go down to Charlotte to watch this
No,
fucking
they're
game.
not. They're not at all. But yeah, it's gonna be like a bubble game where like no one really
Yeah.
goes.
Or like Charlotte fans are going in all their Hornets jerseys to see the Celtics
The
play the
Celtics.
Suns.
Yeah. But the championship game will not be counted as a regular season game.
Okay.
Season record, player
But
goals.
every other game is counted as a regular season game, which is incentive
Yes.
enough to win, I guess, right there.
Yeah. During the knockout rounds on days when in-season tournament games are not scheduled, the 22 teams that do not qualify for the knockout rounds will each play two regular season games. I'm still a little confused, but
Yeah. We'll sort this out as it goes along.
yeah, I mean, I'm
I
not
did,
really
I
worried
didn't research
about
this at all myself. I completely forgot about it until we brought it
They're
up.
advertising it a lot on
I haven't seen anything.
I just watch it. I have like Sling, so I've just been watching random games, and they on the commercials they've been advertising it like a lot. So
Yeah.
they're trying to make it a big thing. I think
Yeah.
it will stay because it's really not gonna like mess up anything. I mean, for
No.
teams, it probably does suck because they don't know who they're gonna be going against. But
Yeah. I guess that's what the money's for.
there's about a prize pool of about 18 million total. Yeah, it's in terms
Sounds
of
pretty
prize
damn
pool will
good.
be allocated to the players and the teams that participate in the knockout rounds. So if your team makes it, if you're one of those eight teams, you're gonna get a prize. If you're on one of those eight teams, you're gonna get at least 50K, I think.
Yeah.
Depending, but that's like the least you can make, which is like okay, 50K.
Yeah,
I mean, I
that'll
wish I
do.
was there. That'll
Yeah.
do. For NBA prima donna NBA players, they'll not even care about that.
Yeah, some wouldn't give a shit. Like Jalen, Jason, they don't really have any reason to care. Porzingis has a huge deal. He doesn't give a fuck. Jrue Holiday probably wouldn't give a shit. Peyton Pritchard just got a big deal, so he doesn't care. But like some of the other guys on this team, like fucking O'Shea, Brissett, and
Oh,
people
they'll
like
take
that,
50K.
like,
Yeah, that's a payday for
yeah,
them. I
like
mean, it's payday
that's.
for anybody, but and then at the conclusion of the in-season tournament, the NBA will name the MVP of the competition and All-Star tournament.
Okay.
And the
Yeah,
All-Star tournament
so.
team, the All-Star tournament team selection will be based on the player's performance in both group play and knockout rounds. So, who knows who could win it? If the Celtics may win it, who knows who will be the MVP? Probably Tatum. But I mean, if Brown's balling out, if Porzingis is balling out at that time,
Yeah.
guess too.
So let's move on to our best bet of the week so far, because we'll flush out that tournament thing. It's still some of the details
It's
in
a
there.
week.
I really have to fucking look at that because I haven't seen any of the advertisements, so I don't even know how they're marketing it. But
Not well.
bet, yeah, apparently. So bet of the week. What are we thinking? You are the residential gambling expert.
Oh,
What
we're just going like a straight up like money lot. We're just going against like who wins or like
we
the
can
points
do
spread.
anything. I assume the prop bets for tomorrow's game wouldn't be out yet,
I'm
right?
not gonna do. Yeah, prop bets are just I go based off matchups too. So, which what are
Yeah.
we saying till like next time we record? So let's go until
Yeah.
like the 76ers game.
Yes.
What's the spread for that game?
Because I do like them against the Sixers. I let my bet used to always be Embiid points against the Sixers. Like, and that will probably be my best bet. Like, I'll say that right now. I always bet Embiid points because
I
they'll
have Embiid
lose.
points for tonight
Yeah,
too.
of course. And he's the only one on the team. He will put up 50 points in a losing effort against the Celtics.
Yeah, and we can't really spread right now either. I mean, best bet if I'm gonna pick one for like money value, because it's gonna be so hard to bet Celtics money line in
Yeah.
any game because it's like gonna be you're not gonna have much value there. You're gonna have to bet
Yeah,
like
which is why we went with the spread in the season opener. 3.5 seemed like a layup to me against the Knicks. Of course, they may just sweat it out toward the end, but
toss a unit on whatever the spread is for Minnesota against the
yeah.
Celtics. Bet against not I don't say Celtics lose, but if the spread is like put Minnesota plus the points there.
Yeah,
I could see
so
them.
say
I could see
it's like
Minnesota winning
Minnesota
that game.
plus 8. Would you take Minnesota plus 8?
I'll take them that game because I think
Yeah.
that's just they're probably going to beat that Nets team, and Minnesota can, like I said, they have two big guys in the paint that can compete with the Celtics, and their guard play is pretty good as well. I would take Minnesota plus eight there.
You have the what do you have, DraftKings?
No, I use BetMGM. I get like, locked
BetMGM.
out of all these accounts and like DraftKings or whatever what was I using before? I forget, but I keep thinking I was like a bot, like trying to log in all the time. So MGM is like the only one that like legit lets me log in, like doesn't have to change my password all the time.
Oh,
So
I
it's
have
like
heard BetMGM's the way to go too. You can get discounts at Encore too. You can get rooms and shit.
Oh, I've never been on court, but yeah, I mean, BetMGM's been working. I mean,
Yeah,
everything, it works.
it's a
It's an
gambling
app.
site.
I
So
could gamble.
I yeah, that's all that matters. I assume they don't have Embiid's points against the Celtics six for the Celtics Sixers game up right
No.
now. Yeah, that would be too far. So, you know, I'll go out on a limb here and say his over under is like
Oh,
28 and a
20.
half.
Yeah, let me see what his under is tonight just to give you like a.
Yeah,
Oh, they
give
already
him.
started. They already started. Never mind.
But didn't you bet his over under in points anyway?
I took an alternate. I took like a. My bet for tonight in that game was Embiid over 25 and a half points. Embiid
Yeah, that's
five plus
easy.
rebounds. Schroeder over 5.5 assists, and Scotty Barnes over 5 rebounds, which should hit.
And a Schroeder assist?
He's been getting 10. He's been averaging 10 a game so far.
No way, really?
Yeah,
Holy
I didn't
shit.
think
I
that either.
never
I was like
saw him as
five.
much of a passer. No
I
way.
was like
Holy
five.
shit.
I'm like, that might be hard to get, but apparently not. So let's see what
Yeah.
they're at right now. I just want to check live on tape. Scotty Barnes. Oh, here. I was gonna say 12. He's got 1 rebound. I get 4 more. Who else do I got? And B's got 2 points. Not looking great there. He's
It's
got
not a great start.
2 rebounds so far. I need a few more. And then who else was that guy? Scotty Barnes. Schroeder. Marty Schroeder. I don't even know a team. I didn't even know he was on the Toronto.
Me neither. He was playing in Germany or
Schroeder's got
something.
2 assists already in the first quarter with still time. And I need how many by him? I need five. Yeah, he'll get that easily. 5.5. He's already got two. But a few minutes left in the first. He'll hit that. So hopefully it's an easy bet. The Celtics won last night. Like I said, I was doing like that hit easily. It's just like I'm finding what I do. I did Celtics to win, which was like -600.
Yeah.
Tatum over 23.5 points hit. Jaylen Brown +2 rebounds. It's easy. And then Tatum over 1.5 threes per game, which I do every time. It's like he shoots like
Yeah.
six threes per
Just
game.
sheer volume he's got to hit
The
there.
sheer volume. So yeah, those four bets hit pretty easily. I was gonna be concerned because they're like blowing them out, but then when I check the stats, it's like that. I haven't missed the Celtics parlay yet. Out of all
Yeah.
my four
That's
games.
literally the only fear is that they blow them out so bad that your bet doesn't hit because they bench them, which is a
Yeah.
textbook first world problem to have.
I think I
It's
was
like,
texting you about
oh,
the other day, right? Or
yeah, with the
no, literally.
Porzingis thing, Porzingis
Was it
boards.
Porzingis? I'm like, they're not gonna play him, he's not gonna get the rebounds. And he got the rebounds. What was that?
Yeah, well, he
It
blew
was
up in like, what was it, the second quarter? He got like three, and you were like, I'm good.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good. Let me try to find
Because I
that.
thought you were fucked. I was like, oh, dude,
Yeah,
got
you
it.
said I had no shot, but I had a shot. It was Celtics to win. Tatum over 22.5. Tatum over again for the threes, 1.5.
You
Porzingis
love
over.
that Tatum bet.
Dude, it's an automatic every time. Porzingis over 5.5 rebounds. Porzingis to have 1 block. That was the only one I was concerned about, and he did get that 1 block like in the first quarter. So, $15 to win 39, easy money.
That'll do.
And it's just, you just gotta play
Yeah.
those easy ones.
Of
Go low.
course.
Do it like four or five of those little low bets. But like I
Yeah.
said, take the Timberwolves and the
So
points, maybe that.
there would be a contingency there. So what would the Timberwolves spread have to be for you to take it? Like more than five?
It's got to be more than five.
Yeah.
It's I, like I don't think Vegas is really gonna spread. They're gonna try to like every like I said, everyone's so hyped up about the Celtics. There's no way Vegas is gonna be like, oh, let's make it like a 3.5 point game, which it probably like 4 point game on the road against a decent team should be.
Yeah.
But they're gonna make you something crazy, like
It's
20
in
points. I
Boston.
bet it's like no, it's in Minnesota.
Okay,
I
so
think
that
even the
gives them
spread for like
advantage.
last night was like 11.5 points or something.
Well, yeah,
I
I mean
don't think it's gonna be
the
the same.
Pacers are significantly worse than the Wolves, I would say, even though I hate the Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're taking Minnesota in the points. I'm saying
Yeah,
whatever
it's like
Embiid's over is, like, even if Embiid's over is like 30 and a half. Like, as crazy as it sounds, I would still take it. I am a firm believer that Embiid will go off for as many points necessary, and it doesn't matter. We'll
especially
probably
against like
still lose.
Porzingis or
Yeah, there's just no one who can guard, and no one's been
sheer
able to
value,
guard
like you said.
Embiid. Yeah, exactly. If he's going to put up 50 shots, like, I'm sure he's going to get his over in points. So those are our Raptors best bets of the week. The outcome for the next couple games looks pretty good. Mixed reviews there, but I tend to think, or seem to think, they can go 3-0, and you're leaning more towards 2-1. 3-0 is in the realm of possibility.
It is. Oh, totally. With the teams they're playing, especially with like the drama happening in Philly, Brooklyn.
But just like we said, even
losing in Brooklyn too. Like,
yeah. Well, like we just talked about, the fucking Nuggets lost to, who was it that we said earlier? The Nuggets lost to
the Timberwolves.
The Wolves, like 30.
They got smacked.
No one would have fucking expected that. So crazy shit does happen. 82 games. Like, you're not going to bring it for every single game. What was it, last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We blew a 27-point lead, the most in history, to the Nets without KD or Kyrie. Like, crazy shit happens. And, you know, some of that's like, helped out by the refs, and others sometimes people just have an off night. Foul
trouble, injury, whatever. Yeah. The Bucks just lost to the Hawks and the Raptors by like
the Bucks suck. The Bucks are fucking terrible. 2-2. I'm so happy. But Damian, like, you know, Giannis had like 6 points. No, they won't figure it out. They're a fucking terrible team. Everyone on that team sucks. Dumpster fire franchise. I hate everyone.
You gotta say that because we're a Celtics fan. But like,
not even because I'm a Celtics fan, because I'm a hater. I fucking hate the Bucks and I hate everything about them. Like, you can completely call me biased. I think Giannis is terrible. Now that Dame Lillard's on that team, I fucking hate Dame too.
You should go to that game. They're playing in Boston 22nd of November. Tickets are astronomically high, but like,
of course. How
much you think a ticket is? Cheapest ticket there
for that 110. Game.
Higher.
Whoa. No, 160.
You're almost there. Yeah, it's like 163 without fees on Vivid Seats.
Oh, right, shit. So it's probably upwards of 180 with the fees.
180. It's the cheapest ticket in the stadium in the corner of like the whatever.
Yeah.
The balcony. Which is, I would love to go to that game. I'm not paying $100. I mean, you're seeing Giannis, you're seeing Damian Lillard, obviously, other superstars.
I'd pay that money not to see Giannis. Fuck that.
If that was a finals game, or if that was a playoff game,
absolutely. Yeah.
But, like, that's
and Jesus, we are, God. We'll go to a playoff game this year, absolutely. Because I've been to the Celtics playoff game.
See, the thing is, I want to save it for a finals game. I really do.
I do too, but it's so unrealistic, dog. When they were against the Warriors, I looked at the prices and like they are
$600.
No, dude, the cheapest was well over a grand.
I was looking before. You got to look at it before, like the you got to like kind of buy it before they even make it.
Really?
They're a little cheaper. Yeah, they're like they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You kind of got to buy one then because it's like they're like you can get one for like $700-$800. But it's like, when are you going to ever go to a finals game again?
It's true. Absolutely. Yeah.
Obviously, with the Celtics, who knows? Maybe we'll be there for the next 3 years. But you got to go now.
Yeah.
If this year, I definitely will buy a ticket for the finals.
Yeah. So, I've been to a game one of any series for a Celtics playoff game for the last 3 years running. I went to the Nets 2 years ago when they hit the game. Jason Tatum hit the game winner. I went to game one against the Heat this past season. And then 3 years ago, I went to a game one. I fucking, for the life of me, can't remember what it is now.
You can't even remember what it is.
Yeah, I'm getting senile in my old age.
That's why you're not going to forget a finals game.
No, certainly not.
You're not going to forget it when you're dropping $800 on it. I'll say that. You're gonna remember
exactly because I got these tickets for free, so it's like friggin' I had no stake in the game, but was it the Hawks? No, it wasn't the Hawks. It doesn't matter. I digress. But the team looks sick. I'm trying to taper my expectations. I have all the faith in the world, but we're off to a fucking fiery start, man. There's no reason to believe that the Celtics aren't the best team in the league, besides maybe the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean the Nuggets are good. The Mavericks are good, but they're not.
Mavericks are. Come on,
they're also. I think they haven't really played like great teams yet. So Yeah,
So we need a real test, and that's what we were talking about earlier, where it's
but
like
we don't see one for a while. We don't really.
literally the first one we see would probably be that Bucks game on the
That buck,
22nd that we were talking
exactly.
about.
We play
But
a
then,
bunch of garbage teams. Not gar I think we're just that good.
yeah, probably. But like we have the Grizzlies on the 19th, but they're 0-4 right now. Like they're not a very good team.
Yeah, you play Brooklyn, Minnesota, so Brooklyn again, Toronto, New York. That can be a tough game.
Warriors in December.
Yeah, but like other than that, like we Magic, Atlanta, Chicago. So the East is wow. Sacramento, December 20th would be a great game. Clippers, December 23rd.
Yeah,
Oh,
Sacramento's
so
kind
that
of good.
stretch, Golden State, Sacramento, and Clips. That's a three game stretch right there. That's
Yeah.
a nice. And then Lakers after that. That's a nice four game stretch.
That
Prime
is
on
all the way in
Christmas,
Cali.
going into Christmas. Yeah, that's a test right there on the road, four games in a row against all the Cali teams,
Which is nice. We don't
which
have a
are
real
all good
test
teams.
until late of this
Till
month. And
Christmas.
that, yeah, basically, like we have the Bucks and then nothing around that up until Christmas, which is stellar. So you
So we're gonna
should
be like, what, like 25-0 at Christmas time?
I mean, something like that. No, like probably, literally, we'd probably have lost no more than five games by that point.
Yeah.
Assumedly, nothing goes terrible. You know,
And
that's
then you're
fucking.
going in playing against those teams. Like, those are all good teams. Those are
Yeah.
all pretty decent competition teams, which we'll see. Like, four games on the road against arguably the four best teams in the West, four of the better teams in the West. Like,
Yeah.
that'll be a great thing to watch and see how they play through that, just because
Yeah.
they really don't see much adversity until then. They have to play
And
one.
it's an away stretch too. You got to see how the team plays on the road.
Yeah, I mean, they have another four game on the road against Philly, Toronto, Memphis, and Charlotte, but like that's an East Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
The
That's
West Coast
nothing.
road trip is
It's like an
people don't
hour and a
realize
half
that.
flight down to Charlotte.
Yeah, and they're playing like back. They don't play. Yeah, they play back to back games. So one game on December 19th, they play Golden State. December 20th, they play Sacramento. Like
That's gonna
that's gonna be,
suck.
yeah. That especially when you're going against guys like Curry, who's just an animal. He just doesn't get
Yeah.
tired. That
Or
and that
De'Aaron Fox
Sacramento,
is a motherfucker too for the
yeah,
Kings.
that's I could see them losing one of those games and
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I can see that
take
being a
Celtics.
2-2 split.
Yeah, which would be fine with me because obviously
Yeah.
that's, I think any
Yeah.
Celtics fan
I'm
would
gonna
be
take
happy
it.
about that because you'll take it. That those are monster teams right there, and a
Yeah.
four game bender going from, and then you're coming from Orlando, so you're, yeah, it's you're coming from Boston. I mean, but it's we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, absolutely. Either way, stellar start to the season. Once again, psyched to be on with you for another episode, my man. Looking forward to next week. Let's keep our bets in mind and Embiid, whatever it is, over in points. When the day comes, I'll post on the Raptors Twitter both of our bets. We'll see how we do. We can come back and talk shit about being winners or losers next week.
Okay.
Duty. So we will call it a wrap on episode 108 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Later.
Peace.